Thy word is a lamp unto my feet and a light unto my path. This is the Lamp and Light broadcast coming to you from Central Baptist Church in beautiful Ocala, Florida. Lamp and Light is a ministry that takes a book of the Bible, verse by verse, teaching it as it is, to men as they are, without compromise or apology, while at the same time speaking the truth in love, giving the lamp and light to all. Yesterday, in our study of 2 Thessalonians chapter 3, we were talking about keeping our association with people that are not obedient to the gospel, to only an instructional relationship, not as close friends. Let's continue with that thought today. And now, here's our teacher and radio pastor, Dr. Andy Bloom.
Story told of a young man by the name of Jerome Moody. Jerome Moody was a lifeguard, and along with 200 other lifeguards, he was honored at a special reception in the state of Missouri. In a huge swimming pool at the hotel had many of these same lifeguards in it. Moody drowned. And not one of the lifeguards had noticed, since they were all doing their own things in the pool. And my friend, I wonder, how many souls are all about us? People, perhaps, we come in contact with each day. They're headed to hell, and we have not one time tried to warn them. My friend, here we are, we have the gospel, and we have a gospel-preaching church, and we're blind to the fact they're drowning in sin. This broadcast has people who have to listen to this broadcast privately, or they'll be persecuted mightily, and they take a chance. They take a chance. Some download this and may hand it out in places where they're not allowed to do that. But they obey God rather than man, and they try to hand the gospel out. They get caught, they're in big trouble. And we've got people that won't even invite someone to church, let alone witness to them, because it may offend our what we think is a dignity about ourselves. We're just going to let them go ahead and go on to hell and be blind to their drowning in sin? Oh, my friend, I hope that's not true of you. Now, not only should we be men of distinction and not be weary in well-doing, we should not be men who are noted for disobedience. Now, let's look here at 2 Thessalonians 3:14-15. And if any man obey not our word by this epistle, note that man, and have no company with him, that he may be ashamed. Yet, count him not as an enemy, but admonish him as a brother. Admonish him as a brother, we're told. Now, let's consider the language in these two verses. The word note means to identify him publicly. We see the same thing in Romans chapter 16, verses 17 and 18, where it says, Now I beseech you, brethren, mark them, same ideas, note them, mark them which cause divisions and offenses contrary to the doctrine which ye have learned, and avoid them. Now, it's contrary to the doctrine, not that, well, you wanted the church to have blue curtains and they wanted to have red curtains and they opposed you on it. No, that's not doctrine, okay? They're not causing division and offenses due to doctrine. That's a difference of opinion. But when it comes to doctrine, you stand firm on doctrine, Don't compromise, for an example, to go contemporary with your music, to ease up on preaching against sin and to call people to live the way of righteousness and holiness. Don't ease up on that. And don't let your church ease up on that. You take a strong stand for that. And he goes on to say in Romans 16, verse 18, For they that are such serve not our Lord Jesus Christ, but their own belly. It's all out for sale. And by good words and fair speeches, deceive the hearts of the simple. Yeah, these are people can say the nicest thing, be very complimentary and whatever. but then they will cause divisions and offenses because they're actually opposed to the doctrine, and they'll be busybodies, and they will cause gossip and sow discord among the brethren. So to mark them is to publicly identify them. The Apostle Paul, in several epistles, points out individuals who were wrong. Revelation points out five local churches that are wrong. People will sometimes get up and say, well, no, you shouldn't say anything about another church or another religion or another denomination. You shouldn't say anything about another individual. Well, if you really feel that way, what I want you to understand is that you are disagreeing with the Bible and with an imperative command from the Bible. So basically, you're just simply disagreeing with God. So I ask you the question, are you right or is God? Well, my friend, I'm going to hang with God on that one, okay? Now, notice also that Romans points out that the split is over doctrine. 1 Corinthians chapter 5 will mention immorality. And that these people are not really serving God. It's their own belly, their own desires, their own pleasures, what feels good to them. Their method of operation is most often good words and fair speeches. In other words, they tickle the ears. They apply all the things that they know to appeal to your pride. A second thing to see is note that man and have no company. Now, again, that's in the Greek present imperative, which means a militaristic type command. It's on the level of the Ten Commandments. It says, do or don't, as the case may be, and continue to hold to this situation. For example, the Ten Commandments says, thou shalt not steal. That doesn't mean for the moment, don't steal. No, thou shalt not steal means from this point forward, don't steal. Well, when he says, note that man have no company with him, it means you cut it off and don't reinstate it. But then he goes on in verse 15 and he says, count him not as an enemy and admonish him as a brother. And they are also present imperative and has the idea of do this and continue to do so. The word admonish has the idea of to reprove mildly with guiding advice. In other words, don't mistreat him with gossip and other means. Don't be bitter against him. So this tells us that denial of the problem is not a strategy. It's not a strategy against anything that goes against the Word of God, His holiness, His righteousness, and His purity. Now, my friend, granted, we all, each and every one, have a sin nature. That sin nature, if not kept in check, will gravitate to philosophies and activities that fulfill the flesh. And you end up there, and you stop paying attention to the Word of God. And we allow our mental capacities of feelings to guide us, rather than the Word of God via the Holy Spirit. You see, even animals have a soul. Many times the word soul is associated with flesh. That which is of the flesh is flesh. The soul is the seat of our emotions. It's the seat of our feelings. And sometimes we think within the emotions. We think within the feelings. I've used this illustration. A young man sees a pretty girl. And because she's so pretty, he thinks he wants to marry her. Now, she may be filthy mouth. She might be a drinker. She may have no sound principles for work. And she would make a lousy mother. Doesn't consider that. In his emotion, he's thinking, she's beautiful and I want to be seen with her. And he's going to head for a rocky marriage. Here's another guy that sees a girl, and whether she's beautiful or not, he's considering, will this be a good mother for my children? Will this be a person who will stand with me through thick and thin? And then he makes that choice to love her when that those are answered in the affirmative. Okay? Well, the difference is one thought in his soul, the other one thought in his spirit. When you got saved, you received a new nature. Now, we're to walk in the Spirit so you won't fulfill the lust of the flesh. You ever hear these people say, hey, we're not under the law anymore. That's why we have rock music in our church. We put good words to them. We just sing it in the rock style. And, hey, it's all right for these ladies to wear the low-cut blouses and revealing some parts of their body that God doesn't want any part revealed of it, and they want it fully covered. And it's all right because they have liberty. And, hey, we've got wine in our refrigerator because we have liberty. And you see, these guys are always taking liberty and applying it to the flesh instead of the Spirit. If you walk in the Spirit, you'll not fulfill the lust of the flesh. Now, the Holy Spirit, when we walk in the Spirit, is going to seek to fulfill all righteousness. You see, we are free from the law. That is, we don't offer a sacrifice each year for our sin and then have to go back next year to deal with it again because it wasn't taken away, it was only covered. No. Our sin is separated from us as far as the east is from the west. We receive the perfect sacrifice, the sacrifice of the Lord Jesus Christ. But my friend, that sacrifice and that reception of that did not free us to sin, it freed us from sin. It didn't free us to walk in the flesh, it freed us to walk in the Spirit, my friend. And people who try to get people saved, as they call it, and then tell them they can live the way they want to and do what they want to, and they don't call them to repentance and holiness of life, then my friend, those are people who are walking in the flesh, and they're preaching a fleshly salvation that does not save. And I'm afraid that many of these, that if they are saved, they're going to have a lot of blood on their hands for the false doctrine that they're spreading around this world. Walk in the Spirit, and you won't fulfill the lust of the flesh, my friend. Now, in 1964, Oliver B. Green. Boy, I wish we still had him around. He's been gone for many years, but still like reading his books. But Oliver B. Green wrote, "Modernists tell us we're to preach love, 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 and we're to be kind, tender, compassionate, never to speak harsh words, never to rebuke. But the Bible says, if any of these lazy busybodies will not work and obeys not the word of this epistle, note him and have no company with him." This is your radio pastor, Pastor Andy Bloom, saying, may the word of God be a lamp unto your feet and a light unto your pathway today.
We want to thank you for listening to the Lamp and Light broadcast. If you would like a CD or cassette tape of today's message by Dr. Bloom, send us your name, mailing address, the radio station by which you are listening, the date of the broadcast, and a gift of $5 to Lamp and Light Broadcast, 1714 Southeast 36th Avenue, Ocala, Florida, 34471. We also welcome your comments on the broadcast and Bible questions. Again, you may write us at the same address, which is 1714 Southeast 36th Avenue, Ocala, Florida, 34471. You may also visit us on the web at www.centralbaptistocala.org. No breaks. Click to the Lamp and Light. Again, that web address is www.centralbaptistocala.org with no break. This is your announcer, Jerry Banks, saying may God's peace be with all that are in Christ. Christ Jesus.